Hey, everybody, Michael here. Welcome back to the Working Through the Book of Proverbs in the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. There's an old song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. No, I didn't sing it in tune. So if you're like, I don't remember that, well, go back and check it out. I learned that when I was younger. Hey, listen, we're going through Proverbs 7 right now, and that's the focus on this video today, teaching through Proverbs 7. Obviously, if there's a 7, that means there's probably a 6 and a 5 and a 4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 1. So if you're just joining us right now, don't miss out on some of the great truths about wisdom and some other things that we've talked about. Go back, and I want to challenge you, don't start here. Press pause, put it in the queue, go back to Proverbs chapter 1, and then come through. It'll make just so much more sense, I think, for you in life. So we're jumping into Proverbs chapter 7. Get your Bibles, get your highlighter like I recommend. Again, there's links in the description if you have questions about where to go to get a Bible. I use the NLT. You can use whatever you want, but this is New Living Translation version, NLT. It's produced by Tyndale, T-Y-N-D-A-L-E, and it's a thin line version, by the way, and I like this highlighter because it's thin as well, so that way I can stay on point. As I talked to you about, use the Bible, not your phone. It eliminates distractions. So important. All right, let's pray, guys. God, we just want to thank you again for the opportunity to dive in your word today. It's a brand new, it's a fresh day. This is the day that you have made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. So as we read and talk through Proverbs 7, help us to get from it. And Lord, even if there's things that maybe aren't necessarily specifically applying or applicable to our lives, may we just take some of the truths as just checks in our spirit and think about how we can grow. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so again, as we read through here in Proverbs, the goal as we're reading through the word is for us to be in a place where we can introspectively, internally, think about what we need to be doing to grow. Again, this is not as something that I'm going to read this for you and you're like, oh my gosh, wow, she needs that or he needs that or whatever. No, that's not the point here. The point is you take this word as a mirror in your life and say, how can I grow and how can I develop? Now, that doesn't mean that you don't invite others on the journey. I know many of you that are watching this now, you're leading Bible study groups and you're engaging people with your Facebook groups and you're getting together and you're all watching this via the YouTube or Rumble Chamble or listening via podcast and talking about it at the end of the week or the end of the day. This is so important because, listen, what is 25 to 30 minutes a day or 18 to 20 minutes a day, depending on how long each one of these episodes are as we teach through each chapter, to say, let's take a little bit of time every day and actually pour into our own lives by going through God's Word. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do this. Many of you know that we do financial things, and those are great things, but if we don't have the fundamental principles of God's Word in our life, then we're going to miss out on really walking with integrity, walking in truth, and walking in the purpose that God has designed you for. Chapter 7, so here we are. There's another lesson here about the immoral woman. So obviously, this is a big deal. Chapter 5, 6, and 7 all slightly touched on this. Now, it could be the immoral woman or man in our society for sure today. But at the end of the day, remember, this is about the idea of checking our spirit, checking ourselves. And I want to challenge you with this. So there's going to be a little bit of reading here as I go through, and then I'm going to articulate a few points. But let's start. Verse 1, follow my advice, my sons, always treasure my commands. Now listen, if you're a woman or boy or ladies, girls that are watching this, this is still something that you can be involved with. You know, when we look at pornography as an example, this is not just a guy's problem. This is something that's a problem for women too. There are women that are scrolling on their phones and looking at things and pictures and reading books, romance novels, all of this stuff, 50 Shades of Grey, all of those things lead you down the path of being in a place of being promiscuous. And if it's not acted upon, it's at least started in your mind, which can then turn to action if you continue to feed that sin. So this isn't just a guy thing. This is guys and girls. We can all be subject to this in our world today. Follow my advice, verse 1, my sons, always treasure my commands, obey my commands, and live. Guard my instructions as you guard your eyes. Wow, how about that? Guard your eyes. It doesn't say just live life and look at whatever you want. It says guard your eyes. You know, when a horse runs a race, they wear blinders. And the question is, why do they wear blinders? Have you ever seen the Kentucky Derby or anything else like that? Okay, when you watch the horse Secretariat. If you ever watched that movie, it's kind of a cool movie about that horse that would won the Triple Crown and all these other races in the same, I think it was the year or 2 years, whatever. A really, really cool story, actually. But when those horses race, they wear blinders. The reason they wear blinders, obviously, but in case you haven't thought about that, the reason they wear blinders is because it keeps them from being distracted by the horses next to them, the things that are around them. It allows them to stay focused on where they're going. Does that make sense? It's almost like if you've ever been out hunting, and when you hunt, right, and you have a scope on your gun and you're holding it up and you're trying to shoot the animal, you look through that scope with one eye and you focus on the object that you're looking at so you can dial it in and hopefully take a good shot and, you know, kill the animal that you're going after. What you don't do is you don't hold the gun out like this with the scope out here and just generally look and hopefully, so that way you can see what's around you, hopefully you'll hit the animal. No, you focus in. You focus in. You see this kind of focus happening in all kinds of, from race car drivers to all kinds of other things. They focus in on things in their life. And so this is so important. And what the word is telling us here is that we need to guard our eyes. How do we guard our eyes? Well, we get accountability for the phone. What are we looking at? We get ourselves in a situation where if we find ourselves falling down the pit of struggle, maybe you should delete Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or Twitter or whatever off your phone. Like, get that struggle out of your life so you can live the kind of life God's designed and created you to be. Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a void there. And you're going to be like, oh, I wonder what everybody else is doing that doesn't really care about my life. And they're posting pictures that are probably semi-fake anyways. I really miss that false reality. Isn't that crazy when you think about it like that? But at the end of the day, you have to do what's necessary to guard your eyes. Verse number 3, tie them up on your fingers as a reminder, right? Them deep in your heart. In other words, this advice, tie this advice on your finger, write them deep in your heart. In other words, keep this advice. Don't forget it. It's very important. Love wisdom like a sister. Maybe not like you love your sister, but like you're supposed to love your sister, okay? Love wisdom like a sister. Make insight a beloved member of your family. Let them protect you from an affair with an immoral woman, from listening to the flattery of a promiscuous woman. Listen, the last thing you need to be doing if you're having some challenges in your marriage, guys, ladies, the last thing that you need to be doing is leaning on the verbal arms of another man or another woman. It's not going to be beneficial to you. So stay away from that. And get the kind of counsel that is wise, that actually drives you back to your spouse, not away from them, not just sitting down and talking about all the things that you think that they're doing wrong. Remember, that's your opinion. And if it came from your brain, chances are you shouldn't trust everything that you think, because everything that you think isn't real. Now, you may think it's real the more you think about it, but it's not. We need to make sure we're getting sound advice, and we need to make sure that we're in a place where we listen to this wisdom, where we're saying, okay, you know what? Let's protect ourselves from these things. Let's not listen to the flattery of another promiscuous man or woman. While I was at the window of my house, verse 6, looking through the curtain, I saw some naive young men, and one in particular who lacked common sense. Isn't that interesting? He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman, strolling down the path by her house. It was at twilight in the evening as deep darkness fell. We've all heard it said before, nothing good happens late at night, right? As deep darkness fell, verse 10, the woman approached him seductively dressed and sly of heart. She was brash, rebellious type, never content to stay at home. By the way, hey ladies, if you're in a situation where you struggle staying at home and being content in your house, being content as a wife, being content with your husband, being a mother, that doesn't mean you don't need to do things that cause you to be able to live out your gifts and abilities. You absolutely do. But if we're in a place where we're not content being at home, ladies and women and guys, excuse me, ladies and guys, we need to think about our heart and our spirit. And why are we in a place where we're not content at home? We're not content in building a relationship with the person that's in our life currently. What is pulling us away? Verse 11. She was brash, rebellious type, never content to stay at home. Verse 12, she is often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner. She threw her arms around him and kissed him, and with brazen look, she said, I just made peace offerings and fulfilled my vows. You're the one I was looking for. I came out to find you, and here you are. My bed is spread and my beautiful blankets with colored sheets of Egyptian linen. I perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us drink and fill our love until morning. Let's enjoy each other's caress, for my husband is not home. Wow. He has taken the wallet full of money with him and won't return until later this month. You know, it's interesting when we look at this. He's talking about sexual immorality, obviously, here, and having an affair and different things like that. But when you think about it, what is the root of all this stuff in a lot of ways? It's selfishness. It's us basically saying that I want to do whatever makes me feel good. And that may be sexual immorality, but it also may be other things. And I think it's so important that we evaluate our lives and we say, what are we doing to ourselves to say, you know what, I have to pleasure and enjoy things that I want to be pleasured with and that I want to enjoy? Or are we doing things to say no to certain things? What are you doing there? What does that look like? It's so important. Verse 21, it says, so she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery. He followed her at once like an ox going to the slaughter. He was like a stag caught in a trap, awaiting the arrow that would pierce its heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. And I think that's a big thing. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves making decisions, and I don't think we really begin with the end in mind. We don't really ask ourselves, okay, if I go down the path of doing this, you know, whether it's sexual immorality or whether it's other things in life, what does the end of this look like? Where does this lead? Okay, it might be short-term pleasure, but where does it lead? What is the end? It's not healthy. And we got to start thinking that way, beginning with the end in mind. So listen to me, verse 24, my sons, and pay attention to my words. Don't let your hearts stray away toward her path. Don't wander down her wayward path, for she has been the ruin of many. Many men have been her victims. Wow. It doesn't say many men have been pleasured with her. It says many men have been her victim. Her house is the road to the grave, and her bedroom is the den of death. You know, chapter 8, we're going to get into next teaching, but it talks about wisdom more specifically. But these last three chapters, 5, 6, and 7, have been talking about the immoral woman. And again, I think in our society, it's safe to say the immoral man as well, because there's enough evidence in our society today that it's both sided in a lot of ways. And I'll tell you, ladies, hey, what's a great way for you and what's a great way for you guys to be in a situation, men, where you can have a strong relationship with your wife, where you got to be in a place where you spend time with them? And I got to tell you, even as I'm shooting this now, I don't get this right all the time. I don't. And there's ways that I have to get better at it myself. And again, there's times where you can't, well, in life, you can't control your spouse. You can't control what they think. You can't control what they do. So you got to drop that mantle and you got to say, okay, how can I create time? You know, one of the things that I'm trying to do right now in a season of my life of certain things is with my wife say, hey, I want to create some time where we can spend time together every single week. Now, I can't make her do it, but I'm at least actively saying, I'm going to schedule this time out in my life and my day to grow in you. It's investing in us. Again, can't make her do that, but I can at least take the steps myself. And I want to challenge you to do the same. Take the steps yourself in your relationship, in your marriage, to engage in growing and being intentional with that time. I know many of us in life say, gosh, but you know what, Mike, you don't understand. My life is so busy. Hey, I got 4 kids, okay? We got a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, just turned 14, a 14-year-old, twins that are 12. I know what busy is like. I know what it's like. Teenage years, sports, horse riding, all kinds of stuff. Homework, church, wanting to spend time to hang out. It is not easy. Business, I got a couple companies. It is not easy. But when I look at my calendar and my day and I say, okay, Lord, I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need to intentionally be carving out time for things that really matter. And that's going to mean you need to take away the distractions. Most of you that say that you don't have time, I guarantee you, if you said, I'm going to just do one thing only to build your better relationship. Do one thing only. Eliminate for 1 week all social media and see how much time you find. I guarantee you that you will find 10, 15, 20, maybe minutes, maybe hours a day. Because you're more distracted than you think. You're lazier and more undisciplined than you think. That's often the case in our lives. And I, by the way, fall in and out of that season. Hopefully, in my life, my desire is that, you know, as I fall into periods of being more conditioned and more disciplined, and then I fall into a period of being lazy and things a little bit, hopefully the process is I'm continuing to move forward. And so 5 years from now, I'll be in a place where my laziness and my discipline looks even way better than what I looked 5 years ago. And that doesn't mean that you don't need time to unplug and just relax and take vacation. We all need that. We all have to have that in order to reset in life. But I want to challenge you to take some time and take this teaching, talking about the immoral woman, and I'm saying the immoral man as well, to be in a situation where you can say, okay, I'm going to avoid those mistakes. I'm going to avoid those sins because I'm going to intentionally spend time with my spouse. And I'm going to do that by, number one, eliminating a lot of the things of the world that you really don't need to know about. You don't need to know about every detail that people are posting on social media. We don't need that. That's not really adding any real significant value to your life. All right. Hey, listen, be blessed. Remember, go back and listen to all these all the way through. I already mentioned that, but really, really good stuff. Join some other, have some other folks join you on this next video so we can grow this process of encouraging others along the way. And make sure you subscribe and like the content so that way you are notified with the bell as you click it when the next series comes out. All right. Be blessed. We'll talk to you soon.